Julie Elbert is a self-taught singer-songwriter whose chops have not only rewarded her with a full scholarship to Boston's Berklee School of Music, but they've also garnered her invitations to open for the likes of G-Love, Richie Havens, Marsha Ball, and Roger McGuinn. At the tender age of 18, she released her debut full-length CD called Brightside in 2008, and in 2010, released her second album, Proof. But the accolades don't stop there. She's performed for Scottish MPs, she won the 2007 Texas Music Project's Texas 10 Under 20 contest, and in 2010, Glamour magazine named her one of the top 10 college women of 2010. And her YouTube video showing her covering Michael Jackson's Thriller has over 300,000 hits. Emily, it's a real honor to have you here in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm so glad to be here, Jeannie. Thank you.
You bet. Would you start us off with a song?
Absolutely. I'm gonna love you in the summertime. February's fine, but we are stuck inside. We'll lay on a blanket on the hill in the morning light. Yes, I'm gonna love you in the summertime. You bring your charcoal pencils and draw the lake. And I will read through and cast your blackened hand. Wrapped in whispers waiting as the sun slips out of sight. Yes, I'm gonna love you in the sun.
That was Emily Elbert here in the 91.7 KXT studio, along with Duncan on fiddle and Eric on mandolin. That was absolutely beautiful. What was the name of that song?
That's called In the Summertime.
I know you've cited Antonio Carlos Jobim as one of your influences, and it completely shines through there. It was just absolutely stunning hear that song.
Thank you
so much. Now, you've also cited James Taylor as an influence.
Sure. Yeah.
And what were other influences you had on your, you know, musical coming of age?
My dad's a pianist, so he kind of turned me on to a lot of jazz and Brazilian music, stuff like that, when I was really young. And then, I don't know, I've always been into great pop music, you know, a lot of 60s pop and R&B and soul. And when I started playing guitar, obviously, like Joni Mitchell and Jimi Hendrix. But, you know, a little bit of everything, really. I don't know, Michael Jackson, Debussy, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, what was the first song you heard where everything clicked and said, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life?
It might have been James Taylor, really. I remember my first really vivid memory of being really grabbed as when I was really young by a record is when my parents they were taking me to go see James Taylor at the old Starplex. And maybe like 94 or something like that. And so they before we went to the show they put on a record of his, the JT Greatest Hits, and I just remember sitting down in front of the speakers and just kind of looping it and being like, oh, okay, now I get it. That was a really cool experience. Yeah.
Now, you had mentioned that your father, Roland, plays piano, and he played piano on your album. Have you ever thought about doing an album with your father?
Yeah, we have. And it's kind of a new thing because I was always scared to sing until it was almost time, until I was in high school. And so I didn't grow up playing with my dad or anything, but now coming home, it's something I really treasure. And we still haven't been able to play that much together because we're both busy. But a couple of weeks ago, I had a gig down in St. Bart's, and they said, you can bring whoever you want to come play with you. And so got to take my dad, and we played together every night for like 2 weeks, and it was awesome. So after that, I think we're thinking about it.
Yeah. Wow, down in St. Bart's.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Twist my arm. Take me in your suitcase next time. How about another song for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Please don't tell yourself anything was your fault. I couldn't love you the way I do, if I didn't know that you are exactly what we need in this world. Keep shining your light on, honey. Know that you are loved, loved, loved. I will try to put myself back together. Know that you will do the same. Hey, maybe someday we will find ourselves back together. But the seeds can't grow without the rain. No, I pray you'll find a place that fills your heart up with joy. I'll search for the same as always. The world is ours to explore. There will surely be days that are harder than hell to endure. Keep shining your light on, honey. Know that I always adore you. I will try to put myself back together. Know that you will do the same. Hey, maybe someday we will find ourselves back together. But the seeds can't grow without the rain. Love myself better. We can give it a try. I'm dying just to see now. I can't help it. Still I know it's not right. It's too early to call you now and tell you how my world has stopped my broken heart still calling out your name. Let's give it some time. That's the only chance to find the right way. Keep breathing, try to move on it, taking it day by day. We'll search until we find we can live and love as we create. Keep shining your light on, honey. Knowing my heart you'll stay. I will try to put myself back together. Know that you will do the same. Hey, maybe someday
find ourselves back together. But the seeds can't grow without the rain. No, seeds can't grow without the rain.
An absolutely stunning song. That was Emily Elbert along with Eric on backup vocals and mandolin and Duncan on fiddle.
What was the
name of that song?
It's called Seeds. That's a new tune.
It sounds like it could almost be sung in Portuguese.
Ooh.
Have you ever thought about that?
I'd love to. I've always thought about it. One of my next goals is to learn a tune in Portuguese, learn a bossa or samba or something.
It's a beautiful song. Is that Proof?
No, that's a brand new tune.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Proof is a new record, but this is newer. So.
Now, more about Proof, could you explain a little more about the title and what inspired that?
Proof, the title of the record is also the title of one of the songs. And the song Proof, it's really about finding love and redemption in different places and different ways in life, about in finding love in another person, in the natural world, in dreams and ideas. But hell, there's that common thread that can sort of redeem you.
And could you also tell us a little more about, you know, you're a full-time student at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and could you compare the music scenes in Dallas and Boston in terms of being supportive of artists?
Sure. Dallas has always been really an incredible source of support. You know, when I was first starting out, to try and gig, to raise money to go to Berklee. There were, you know, I played a lot at my church and at my high school and things like that, but also there were a number of Texas artists, Sarah Hickman and Brooks Williams and people like that, who sort of gave me a shot and let me open up for them. And things like that, you know, it is sort of that Southern hospitality, that friendliness that coming from Texans that really helped me get off the ground and get, you know, gain my confidence and keep writing. And Boston is incredible, too, in the sense that there's so many musicians. You know, I met both of these guys. They're both from North Carolina, and the rest of our band is from California and India, and we all, you know, it's an incredible source of musicians from around the world. But the coolest thing to me is to be able to bring that back here and have that sort of merging of the scenes, merging of the worlds. Last night we went to a good sort of a jam session at the Pussycat Lounge on Greenville with a bunch of Dallas players that we were all into. You know, our whole sort of scene from Boston is into these guys, and it was really cool.
Now, what's your next plan for world domination?
Well, I want to grow more as a musician on a global scale. This summer, I'm in the planning stages of my first solo European tour. Got some stuff booked in Scotland and Italy so far, and working on maybe some Switzerland and France, and then playing in St. Bart's again. And I'm finishing my last semester at Berklee in Athens, Greece, in the fall. So I'll be doing some more European stuff there.
I can't wait to hear more.
Oh, thanks. I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
Well, thank you so much. Before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to do another song.
I'd love to.
Thank you.
All right. This is a song called Do Without. This is from the record.
I've been shot and it didn't make a sound. As I fall back, I see my heart there on the ground. It was too much too fast, and we had gone too far to fix now. And we tried to go back, but we just couldn't figure out how. We had it coming, we had too hard to ignore. Both saw it coming, just couldn't make it anymore. Oh, but you're still the one I up so tight, the tension was too much. Oh, but there will be times when all I think about your touch. I won't avert my eyes if I see you in the street lights. Oh, but am I wise enough to keep my crying inside? Too hard to ignore. Both saw it coming, just couldn't make it anymore. Oh, but you're still the one I'm waiting for. When I get home, you're not there anymore. And you're still the one I dream.
Albert, along with Duncan on fiddle and Eric on mandolin, thank you so very much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us. Such a pleasure.
It's been a genuine pleasure having y'all here. And for more on Emily Albert, including her music and your blog, go to emilyalbert.com and visit the live sessions page of kxt.org to see more. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.